Allahu wa barakatuh. We're starting to record. And this is how the class is going to go. The class is going to go as follows. We're going to have one ayah to memorize about one subject, okay? And we memorize the ayah, okay? So I'll give you the ayah. And the way you memorize the ayah is by clicking into Quran Explorer site, which is going to be on the website. And once you click on it, it will just give you that ayah, that particular ayah. Got it?
Do we have to use that?
Okay.
Could you use the CD?
No, hold on, hold on. This is Juz Amma, okay? It's good, but I'm not teaching Juz Amma.
What are you teaching
then? I'm teaching other than Juz Amma, bigger than Juz Amma. I'm teaching parts of the Quran with the ayah. The ayah we're going to be learning today is Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 30.
What? We're learning Al-Baqarah?
30. Ayah 30 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Ayah 30 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Can you bring out your notes and write big notes?
Oh, we have to take notes.
Yeah.
Here's
what I found
on the web. Then you keep
saying what you said. What is that? Yeah. So Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah what? Baqarah. Ayah 30. So we refer to that. We refer to that everywhere. We do what? We say 230, like that. Got it? 230, which is surah number 2, ayah number 30. So we're going to take this ayah and break it into pieces. So the first part is وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. No, this is the first part of the ayah. I'm not going to ask you to memorize the whole ayah. So I'm going to ask you to memorize parts of the ayah. Okay? But each time we'll get one part. So we'll be dividing it into two times. So Allah, so here for vocabulary, qala means told. Rabbuka, your Lord, al-Malaika, angels, angels. Khalifa, Ja'il. So inni means I. Ja'il, make. Fi, al-ardi. Fi means in. Al-ardi, earth. Khalifa. I'm representative. Can I fit that here? Got it? You need to memorize the...
Can you kind of slow down?
Okay. So, you need to memorize the ayah and the translation. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Yeah, repeat after me. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً So it's right there, recorded. If you want to go back to it. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً Okay. Now this talks about basically the beginning of the creation of Adam. That's the beginning of our life on earth. Adam started living and his children started coming. When you're done writing, move here. Okay? So do you understand the words now? So based on this, what would you think the translation of the ayah says? It means behold. It means behold. So. Okay. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً Okay. So Allah here is saying to the angels, I am creating a representative on earth. So what do you mean? This is our job on earth, is to be representatives of the manners of Allah. Okay? So we have the manners of Allah coming from His names. So the names of Allah... The names of Allah, we have two kind of names for Allah. We have names of greatness and names of beauty. How do you spell that beauty thing?
B-E-A-U-T-Y.
Yeah, you. That's right. Greatness is azama. Beauty means jamal. Jamal. And this is jamal. So basically Allah is saying, I am creating representative on earth, which representing my moral values, which are the names of Allah. Okay. So basically this is what we're doing here. And earth is representing the moral values of Allah. What are the names of beauty? Give me examples. The most kind.
Oh.
Ar-Rahim.
Is this Q8?
No.
No, what class is Q8?
Oh, Q8? This is Q9.
Oh.
What's your name?
Zaki.
No, I don't have you here.
Which is Q8, do you know?
2A?
Q8,
no, I don't know. Ask the office. So, give me example of the names of a Jamal. It's like the most kind.
The most merciful.
Ar-Razzaq means the supplier, which is here. Supplier of 2 P's, right?
Yeah.
The supplier. The most kind, the supplier. Now the... Give me another name. And try to think about it together.
Huh? I can think of the most merciful.
Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. What else? Al-Qawi, the strong, the strongest. Where does it go?
Greatness.
Ar-Razzaq. No, that's the... So Ar-Razzaq. You understand now, here? So, we're talking about the names of beauty. Give it a shot, give me one more name. Try a name.
The youngest, Malik?
Malik? Al-Malik. Al-Malik and the Malik. So, you say Malik, and you can say Malik. The king. You can see the names of greatness, huh? Ar-Rahman is here. Ar-Rahman is the most beneficial or the beneficent, like they say. Rahma is the Rahim here.
Yeah,
like in
Rahma.
No, Rahman is.
Yeah,
Rahman
and
Rahma. Yes, Rahman is mercy.
Okay, mercy.
Now, Rahman means beneficent.
Mercy.
Yeah, there is a difference. He's asking a very good question. What's the difference between Rahman and the Rahim? Give it a shot. What do you think is the difference?
Oh,
Rahman and
Rahim. Huh? One is like bigger than.
The most, like it's like a Rahman and Rahim. It's like the most kind, most merciful.
Okay. Most kind, Allah is no most merciful. Allah's most merciful only in the hereafter. Because He will give mercy to those who deserve it only. Which are the good guys. Which are the what? Good guys. Ar-Rahman means in this life. Allah is Ar-Rahman in this life. Anis.
I
don't
know, ask him a question about the surah, like
Baqarah.
And the meaning. The meaning.
Do you won't find that. Just listen to me. Listen to me. Ar-Rahman in this life, Allah in this life gives benefits to what? To the bad guys only?
Yeah, to the good guys too.
To the good guys only? Or to both?
To both.
To both. So if you're a good guy, send man, in this life, Allah will give you benefits. If you're a bad guy, Allah will still give you benefits. So that's why he's a Rahman. Rahman means the one who gives benefits in this life to the ones who deserve it and to the ones who don't deserve it. That's a very good question. Rahim means the one who gives mercy only to the ones who deserve it, which are the good guys. At what time? In the hereafter. Got it? You understand?
Yeah.
So what is Rahim?
Rahim is the most kind and Rahman.
The most merciful. What's the difference between Rahim and the Rahman? Yes, I know.
The difference is that over here in this life, he'll give stuff to people even if they don't deserve it.
We'll give benefits.
After he won't give, he'll only give benefits to people who deserve it.
That's right. Or give mercy. Go ahead.
When he gives it like now to the people who don't deserve it, what is still called? Which one is it called? Rahim or
Rahman?
And in the hereafter, it's also
Rahim.
Oh.
So, Rahim and the Rahman. Hopefully, I'll be called. Yeah, Rahim, Rahman, and the Rahim. In the next life, okay, and only good guys get mercy. The Rahman in this life. And it is to benefit both good and bad, get benefits. Yeah, they get benefits. They can still eat Allah's food, walk on Allah's earth, drink Allah's water. Right? So what's the difference between Rahman and the Rahim?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
One is for here and one is
for the hereafter. Good job. Okay. Now, so that's why Rahman goes under greatness and the Rahim goes under beauty. And I will explain to you another criteria. If it is something that Allah wants you to be, then it's name of beauty. Names of greatness are only for Allah. Nobody can share them with Allah. If you think that anybody can share these names other than Allah, you're injured your monotheism. So that's like, for example.
Like, what do you mean? Like, because there's some people named Malik. There's some people named many things. Like, Malik is the king,
right?
Isn't it? You said like, other people can't be like known as like a Malik or something. But what if some people have their names are like a Malik or.
Okay, if your name is a Malik, that's a legal name. But if your name is Malik, it's a legal name. Salaam alaikum. It's a legal name. Why? Because Al-Malik is the king. The king is Allah. But Malik means king. Got it? Or called the Lord. If I say the Lord, then who? Allah. Can I call somebody the Lord?
No.
No. I can call somebody only Lord. Lord, not the Lord.
But, so you said that's only for greatness. So for beauty, can you say a rough man to a guy, to a person?
Oh, I'm sorry. I put this one here. It's not here. Yes, you can say... This person is merciful, Rahim.
So, like, can you say duh for beauty to a person or no?
No.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. No, you can't. Anything that have alif lam, it meant Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, al-wahid, the one, pictures.
You used to take pictures of your lessons and then you would post it on your wiki page.
Not wiki page, it's my own website. I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. Aha. I hear people talking.